Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast with Bernita Jackson, the women's head basketball coach here at Midwestern State University, doing something a little bit different on the podcast this week. We invited Bernita to the MSU Tennis Center to join us for a live broadcast as the Midwestern State men's and women's tennis teams and played their home opener. By the way, the tennis teams both got wins over Seward County on Wednesday. And Bernita was out there to talk a little basketball and mixed in a little bit of tennis as well, as we were joined by Vinny Da Silva, who was the interim head coach last year for the Midwestern State women's tennis team, led the team to the national semifinal, still with the athletic department as an assistant athletic director. We started by asking Bernita what she was looking forward to most about Thursday night's game against Texas A&M International.
Well, we haven't played them this year, and they've got a new coach, and he's doing a great job with them. They're going to run a jump for 40 minutes, and so we're going to have to handle the pressure. I'm excited to see how we handle the pressure, how we play against them. They've got a 6'4 post player that we're going to have to box out and keep off of the glass, and a really good playmaking point guard that can get downhill and transferred in from Collin Junior College. And so lots of talent on their team, and they're going to try to speed us up. And so it'll be a really good game. I'm looking forward to being back in the league, and of course, and seeing our team compete.
It seems like offensively your team's starting to come together. I thought the game against UT Dallas Saturday, and I know you scored over 90 against Cameron, but if somebody asked me what was the best offensive performance you'd seen from the MSU women this year, I would say that game at UT Dallas. You shot for a high percentage, and it just seemed like you were playing together really well in that game.
Yeah, it felt that way. We switched the lineup up when we went there, the starting lineup, and so we got off to a really good start. We just have to do a better job of kind of staying focused defensively. We got a tech at the wrong time out there. Kirby Cash got a tech, and I thought that was a momentum swing for the other team at a very crucial point of the game. And, you know, for us, we just got to be disciplined, and we got to understand, you know, basketball is a game of possessions, and it's a game of runs, and they'll go on runs, but don't sit them on a run either. You know? Don't sit them on a run, but we're going to see if we can keep that same offensive flow. And like I said, I got a new lineup right now that we're kind of looking at, and we'll see if we can get some flow here in Ligon and shooting well on our own goals.
You know, and I forget how many young players you have on this team, but for some reason it kind of dawned on me at UT Tyler Tuesday night as I was calling the game that this still really is a pretty young team you're coaching, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty young. I mean, even like our leading scorer, Kirby Cash, she's just a sophomore.
You know,
she's just a baby. I mean, yeah. and but she doesn't play like it, you know. But at times you kind of see like, you know, save that foul, Kirby, you know. But a lot of me, even the point guards, you know, we kind of run a junior and a sophomore at the point guard position. And so, yeah, we are pretty young. We start a five player that's a freshman.
Who's not playing like a freshman, by the way. And as the season goes on, Macy Upshaw just continues to play better and better for you. She's among the leading rebounders in the top 10 in the conference, and she's among the leading shot blockers in the conference.
She's really good for us, and she just keeps getting better. The thing I love most about Macy is she's just so coachable, and you could tell her anything, and she's going to take the challenge and say, yes, ma'am, and try to do it. And so she's just a really good kid and easy to work with, easy to, you know, kind of mold. I mean, obviously we thought she would come off of the bench behind Anaya before she got hurt, but she stepped up to the challenge, and she's been kind of a stabilizer for us inside, blocking some shots, altering shots, and then getting some rebounds. But I think she'll just keep getting better with time, and had a good offensive performance a couple of games
at
ago.
At UT Dallas, I think she was 5 of 6.
At UT Dallas, and we're hoping that she has a good one tomorrow against International. So it'll be a tough matchup for her because the girl is 6'4". She's very athletic, and so it'll be a good matchup for her, but I think she's ready for it.
And then Sailor Upshaw is starting to see more playing time, and she's making a contribution for you. And they're, I believe they're cousins,
they're
right?
Cousins,
from
yes.
The opposite ends of Austin. One is from
yes.
Round Rock, and one is from San Marcos.
San Marcos, yes, exactly, yes, absolutely. Yeah, Sailor's getting a lot better as well. She just continues to get better. They're both new to the program, new to the Lone Star, and so they're learning as they go. But, again, just really coachable, hardworking, hard-nosed kid that just gets after it. And she's not going to give us a lot of minutes, but the few minutes that she gives us, I think that she's playing hard and giving us some good quality production, which is what you need.
You got A&M Kingsville coming in here Saturday, which that'll be Military Appreciation Day.
Yes.
Which is always one of the best games of the year just because of the energy that they bring to DL Ligon Coliseum.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite games. They fill up the whole student section over there, and they are loud and rowdy, and so we love it. We wish they would come to every home game.
I say the same thing every year. Mm-hmm. I wish we could have them at every game, and they come, and I know they're from all over the country, but they come and they support Midwestern State.
Yes, they do.
Well, I really appreciate you coming to MSU Tennis Center. I think Vinny's got a question for you.
Pete, just to add, we are having a military day, and we also have a Make-A-Wish Day run by our SAC team. So it's going to be a big day for MSU. We're expecting a big public, a lot of donations to Make-A-Wish. We're going to have a halftime game, MSU cups to give out to people, MSU towels to give out to not only our military, but also to people attending the game. So we're really excited for that day. Coach, I do have a question for you. I'm going to relate a little bit of tennis with basketball.
All right.
So when we're talking about to our players, we talk about a lot about the tempo of the game and what they should be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, as a team sport, obviously as a tennis coach, before I had one-on-ones where I can tell exactly what I want a player to do.
Yes.
So how do you go about making sure your players understand what tempo they should be playing at, depending on how it is at the game?
Yeah, that's a good question. Pace and tempo is a huge part of it. For us, we prefer to play a little bit more up-tempo, but we got hit with the injury bug this year, and so that's adjusted us some. A little bit different, you know, in a team sport, just because, you know, I got to have at least five. and then in practices, you want to play 5-on-5. And so, tempo is a huge part of it. The shot clock helps us keep a pace and a tempo. And then even within the shot clock, kind of just knowing when's the right time to score, when's the right time to do certain things, be aggressive and try to get downhill. And then rebounding is a great way to control pace and tempo, because then you get to determine how many shots the other team takes if you rebound the ball well. But it's a big part of what we teach. We watch film to discuss pace and tempo, and is this a time to push or is this a time to slow, and kind of just teaching them to learn the rhythm, because every game is different. You know, some games teams want to play slower, like Lubbock likes to play slower, but International, who will play tomorrow, they want to play fast. They want a lot of possessions, and you got to figure out kind of what's your pace against them. Do you want to go fast like them, or do you want to try to slow them down and get them off balance? And so that's kind of what we do with film. We teach, and big thing for us is a shot clock. It always kind of helps with that as well.
So. And on that, how much decision making do you want from your athletes compared to obviously your calls as a coach?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much? I guess my question is, how much is that external being from you and your staff, or how much is that should be internal from a player's perspective?
Right. I think early in the season, it's a lot more of the coaches coaching, and then as the season goes on and they start to mature and understand it, they start to develop instincts, and they start to understand this is a time to slow or this is a time to push. And so I hope as the season progresses, they get better at it. But, I mean, we're still hardcore coaching all the way throughout to try to help them with pace and tempo. Or we might call a timeout to talk to them about, hey, let's slow down right here. This is not a time for a quick shot. So, but, yeah, I think as the season progresses, you kind of put that trust more in their hands to figure it out.
But that's something you've battled this year, right, trying to find the right tempo for this team.
Yeah, mostly because of the injuries. I mean, I've got five kids hurt, and so, I mean, you're going to have a hard time finding any rhythm with that much disarray on your roster. And health is the number one opponent that nobody can predict,
right,
unfortunately. And so you hate to see it, but you just, as a team and a program, you adjust and adapt. And so if nothing else, our team is building stamina, we're building adaptability, and we're learning how to kind of ebb and flow with the different, you know, cards of life that we get. So
life lessons are learned in athletics, there's no doubt about
it. Absolutely.
Well, we want to thank Bernita for joining us out at the MSU Tennis Center. It was a lot of fun out there. We had several coaches come by to visit with us as we tried to keep you posted on what was happening with MSU tennis, and they're off to a great start. Women are hoping to play well at home Thursday night against Texas A&M International, and then they'll be home Saturday to take on Texas A&M Kingsville. As we mentioned, that's Military Appreciation Day. We're also giving away rally towels. First 2,500 fans will get a rally towel. It's going to be a great environment. Military Appreciation Day is always one of the great days of the year here at Midwestern State University. We hope to see you at DL Ligon Coliseum. We want to thank you for listening to the Staying Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and bring a friend to DL Ligon Coliseum and watch Midwestern State women's basketball. I'm Pete Stein. So long.